Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.
Today, I welcome Sascha van Bever, who I hope I've said that correctly, who is the founder of Activate Community Consulting. Her mission is to activate people, places, and organizations to achieve their goals. She is working with local governments, businesses, and not-for-profits in the northeast of Victoria. Now, one wild fact about my guest is that she actually worked in the Middle East for 8 months on the Asian Games and almost got into serious trouble because she stood up against a man to protect her team. Welcome to the podcast, finally.
Yay. Hi, Sam. Thanks for having me.
What's happening? Are we renovating at your place? Are we going to hear some noises?
Yeah, sorry. There's some drilling going on. It's not too bad.
I'm sure it'll be fine. All right. So I've got a couple of questions for you. And our first one is, how did your business journey begin? What made you go into business? What's happening there?
Well, it was actually after a bit of a D&M with my husband. So since we became parents, we came to realize that spending quality time as a family is a priority for us. And both our parents and family actually live quite far away. So they're from Melbourne to LA, Perth, and even to Europe. My dad lives in Europe. So we wanted flexibility. And we wanted to show our girls the world and teach them about their roots here and overseas, expose them to different languages while their little brains were still sponges and could take it all in. So, yeah, I've always been quite entrepreneurial. I think I had my first little business in primary school. So, I've always had a crazy idea up my sleeve. And so, but yeah, now because the flexibility, I've had discussion, I was actually working at council. And during working at council, I met so many inspiring people with innovative ideas, but often little guidance on how to turn them into reality. And so my background is in business strategy. I did quite a, sorry about that noise. So business strategy, I had a few years in marketing communications. I managed many million-dollar projects. I did lots of grant writing and obviously my time at local government and state government. So my skills I obtained throughout all those years, I thought they could actually address that gap. And so I saw that as an opportunity for me to help the community. And, so that's how Activate Community was born. Really?
Wow. So what is your why, though? What is your why? I mean, we've heard about how your business journey. Was it the kids? Was it helping community? What was your why?
It really is back to that fact that it is, like, I see so many people with ideas, with community groups, with businesses. They just have ideas to bring out a new product or expand their business, and volunteers as well. They just have this passion for whatever it is.
Yeah.
But over and over again, I see that they struggle to get there. They get burned out because they don't know how to start their journey. So I know that by just helping them and talking to them and giving them a few tips, I actually could help them progress. And that's just seeing that is so fulfilling for me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, you must have seen or been part of some key challenges. So I'm really interested to find out what's been the major challenge you've encountered along the way and how did you overcome that challenge?
Well, I think a challenge for small business owners, and I obviously am included in that group, is dealing with the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Having a small business, as you would know as well, it's very, there's no certainty at all. You can be super busy now, but you never know what's going to happen in 6 months. And obviously you have to leave, you have to be able to support yourself.
Yep.
And that's something that I struggle with, and I've heard a lot of small businesses struggle with. But what I find it, you just have to trust the process. And that the first step is really is accepting that it is an inherent part of running a business.
Yes.
So no matter how well you plan, there's always going to be factors beyond your control. So and it's just, so the first step is embracing it as a normal part of the journey. But I find one of the most effective ways to mitigate the risk around that uncertainty is really understanding your customer and your market and your competitors. So really staying relevant. And so I actually schedule time in my diary. I try to do it every week, but definitely every second week, to have conversations, to find out how can I find more information about what is happening in the world, what is the need, what are the gaps, to just stay ahead of the changes.
Yeah.
But a business plan is really important.
Okay, so that challenge and that solution, I love the fact that you actually diarize that. That is such a powerful insight as far as, you know, getting that solution smashed out is being connected to your target market and your community.
Yeah, and I could actually
love that.
Tasks.
Yeah.
And blocking out time for specific tasks, because I find otherwise you can do a bit of everything, like a bit of this, and then I jump to this, and then I jump to this. So to allow yourself to actually get in the moment and actually focus on the one topic,
so I
block out time.
So on reflection, though, what would be the most significant milestone or success your business has achieved so far? And I know you're only young in the business, but you've been in this space for some time. So there must be something.
Yeah. I think, look, I've only started in March, but it is what I'm doing now is really what I was doing before for an employer. But the main thing is, I think the biggest milestone was starting, getting out there.
Yeah.
Starting to establish those strong connections with the community. So really, so taking the leap to engage with others has opened so many doors for me. It has allowed me to collaborate with people, clients, and partners.
Yep.
And because a lot of my work, and I think grant writing is maybe the only exception to a point, a lot of my work is a long-term engagement. So I need to find fulfillment, in the small things. So it is like what is so rewarding is seeing the excitement on someone's face when they realize after having just a simple chat that their dream, their vision actually can become reality. And I loved helping someone who had a vision, and it's been a vision for 2 decades, and we actually got it to a point that now it's an actionable plan. So that is really, I think, for me, some of the most where I find the most success. Not for profits as well. Not for profits. They're so passionate. They do such great work, and so I work with some of them and. I help them with systems and processes just to make their life just a little bit easier. And so they have more time to actually work on their passion.
That's really good. Let's talk about what the most important lesson you have learnt to date in running your own business. And there must be some curly ones, I'm sure, because you've been on both sides. You've worked with local government, not-for-profits, organisations, and now you're in your own business. So is there an important lesson that you've learned that you're happy to share?
Yeah. I really think the biggest lesson is the power of resilience and adaptability, because there's always unexpected challenges. And so it can be a market shift, your client changes, suddenly dropping off, or it's a personal setback. Like, life happens. But the key to success is really about staying flexible and finding solutions in those moments of uncertainty. So it's not about having a great business plan. It's something you need to, the strategic planning is really important, but a static plan is not going to help you. So it's about how you can adjust your plan as needed. So it's your ability to bounce back stronger. So something I heard about that I really liked is the lows give you lessons, the highs give you outcomes.
Whoa. So repeat that one again.
So the lows give you lessons, the highs give you outcomes.
Whoa, that's powerful.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Because it's true.
It is true.
When it gets hard, that's when you need to look around and see what else you can do and pivot maybe your product or your service. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that was a really good insight there. So what advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs or not-for-profits or small business owners? So I suppose I'm looking for a tip or a trick or something inspirational, although you've just given us a massive inspirational quote, or a value that you aspire to.
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit similar, but it's really about investing time and resources into working on your business, not just in your business.
On
the business. So developing solid strategies, systems, and processes.
Yep.
Because once you get that right, you're just set up for long-term growth, and that's not for profit because it will give you time.
Yeah.
At the start, it seems like it takes more time. In the end, it saves you so much time if you have thought about things in advance.
Yeah.
And then it gives you time to actually focus on the things that you're really passionate about, and you just have more freedom to innovate and connect with customers. And that's because that's usually what people or business and what keeps them going. It's their passion, it's their connection, it's their So yeah, really doing the planning up front. But a tip I've got, and it really is that never to be afraid to ask for help. Because no one can do it on their own. And reaching out to mentors or peers or experts can really make a difference. And people love to help.
Yeah, they do.
And there's so much knowledge out there. So it's like just have a chat to, is it friends or anything? It just might bring up other ideas. I do have another quote though. I think I already.
It's not going to be as good as the last one, is it?
This is really one that that sits close to me. And it's one that I think it's from Henry Ford.
Yep.
It says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. It's a reminder that mindset is everything. So you need to believe in your ability to succeed and you will overcome obstacles along the way.
Whoa. So do you apply that quote in your own business dealings, or is that something that you share with your clients?
For me, it's definitely something that I use.
Yeah.
Because again, there's so many moments that I'm like, oh, am I doing the right thing? Am I really the expert out there? And, you know, it's like typical.
Almost like that imposter syndrome that comes up quite often in our interviews. People have that imposter syndrome kick in, and you've got to push past that.
Yeah. And it is your ups and downs and the highs and the lows and everything. So for me, it really is. I know that believing in myself, it just switches something in your brain.
Mm.
You actually become more innovative and creative.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think that is important for any individual, any business owner, anyone. It is really about the mindset.
Yeah, I think that's a common theme that comes up with people that I interview. It is really about mindset and that belief that you can do something. So I think you're right on the money there. What is one tip you can share with listeners about grant writing, especially if you're a not-for-profit? Because I know this interview is predominantly, for small business owners, but I do get a lot of not-for-profits that do listen in to particular episodes. So what is one tip that you can share around grant writing if you're a not-for-profit?
It really is all about preparation.
Yeah.
Because a grant application is so much more than just answering a few questions. It's about really creating a full story and provide proof of your capability and your sustainability. So you need a project plan. You need your approvals done. You need to have a detailed budget. And you also need to think about, and this is actually something that not often is specifically asked in a grant application, and it is about longevity. Because funders really want to know how their funding is going to benefit you well beyond the grant has been expended. And, you know, grants come and go, and they're not open that long. So if you really have a project in mind that you want to complete, it is about the preparation.
I think that's so valuable, because it's about, I suppose, getting that vision or that idea out of your head onto paper and working out how you can prepare for it, so that if a grant does come up, you've got all your ducks in a row. Absolutely agree with that. Well, this has been brilliant. I've actually enjoyed many of your insights across what you've been doing. If people are in the need, and they will be, for somebody that can help them, whether they're a not-for-profit, they're a local government looking for project work or grant assistance with grant writing or so forth, or if they're a small business, how can they get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Well, they can email me or call me. So email is info@activatecommunity.com.au. They can always call me. I have a website as well. I also probably can see me at the coffee merchant. Most of my meetings are in Mansfield. So you can bump into me there. Or they can also subscribe to my weekly blog. So I've got a blog that comes out every Wednesday, and it is about my four services. So I rotate.
Good. Good. And we'll put those links into the show notes for listeners. So there's a couple of opportunities there for people to reach out to you. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been brilliant in amongst the renovation and all the other happenings that are happening with the noise. What do we say? The struggle is real in between, yes, you know, family and things happening in and around us. But I thank you so much for your time today. It's been really insightful. And listeners, have a look at the show notes and you'll find Sasha's contacts and her links there to get in contact with her. All righty. Thanks, listeners. Until next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.